recently formed nonprofit organization, wants to bring youth baseball back to Peoria's neighborhoods. Joe Deacon reports.
The Peoria Baseball Association hopes to tackle issues holding back the game's growth and preservation. Association Secretary Joe Rush says diminished access to the sport has resulted in declining participation in some areas of the city.
Most of the District 150 kids here in Peoria don't have access to any sort of baseball. You have a baseball desert, especially on the East Bluff and South Side. And so what we really want to do is we want to help those neighborhoods rebuild the Little League programs that they used to have.
The PBA plans to hold free baseball camps and clinics around Peoria this summer for players aged 6 to 16 in hopes of sparking more interest in the sport. Rush says an ongoing online fundraiser will help purchase the necessary equipment to make those camps and clinics possible.
All the funds that we raise are going directly to getting these kids bats, balls, gloves, cleats. You know, most of these kids have not picked up a baseball before. We're starting from ground zero with this.
Rush says the PBA's long-term goals include establishing an open-air museum to Peoria's rich baseball history dating back to the early 20th century and restoring Old Woodruff Park.
That is where all of baseball history in Peoria stems from. Roger Maris played there. Tony Lazzari, Hall of Famer for the Yankees, he played there for the Peoria Trackers.
As of last week, the PBA's fundraiser received about $1,400 pledged toward a $5,000 goal. I'm Joe Deacon.